Onalaska City Manager Chris Laddick is ready to drill. With $1.5 million from a state grant and $1.5 million from city funds, the city is prepared to drill another test hole near the base of the switchback road that runs through McCushion Valley. If they find hot enough fluids there, the geothermal project could cost millions of dollars less than one based further up the mountain where test holes revealed the resource in the 1980s. The current price tag for that project ranges between $150 and $300 million.
And we have a team of our experts that we put together to look at this project, have been reviewing it for several years now, and they all agree the next thing to do is drill. We got the money, we're ready to drill. We just don't have an agreement in place.
The city and the owners of the resource, Kigusa Saluta Land Company, or KSLC, cannot come to an agreement on how much the city would pay for the heat produced by the resource.
Because we're not going to drill over there without an agreement from them. Because for obvious reasons, you don't have an agreement, you go drill, and you really find a great resource, the royalty cost just went up.
As KSLC continues to negotiate the royalties, the two sides disagree on how the royalty amount should be calculated, the company is also applying for a $3.2 million grant from the Alaska Energy Authority. KSLC representative and former Onalaska mayor Paul Fuse says the grant will fund feasibility studies that include laser resource evaluation instead of drilling.
What it is that we're proposing, there's a system called LIDAR, and it's a laser-based radar system that they've used in other geothermal locations to identify the most promising sites for drilling the wells. So that's going to be part of it. And if it shows that it's a good idea to drill at the base of the mountain in the valley, then that should proceed.
Even if the LIDAR test doesn't reveal more accessible fluids, Fuse says KSLC still wants to pursue the project.
I mean, it's going to turn out one way or another. You're either going to bring the fluid down from the top of the mountain, or you're going to be able to find it in the valley. And, you just identify those options and say, what will each one of those cost? Because either one is a possible outcome.
The further away the fluids lie, the larger the development of the infrastructure must be. The city says it will require roads and bridges. KSLC says they could pump the fluid down from the top in pipes. Either way, it could hurt the economic feasibility of the project, unless, as KSLC proposes, the project is much larger. Fuse says they want to make a 40-megawatt plant that would provide the 10 megawatts needed to run the city and 30 extra megawatts more for making transportable fuels like hydrogen or ammonia.
When you do that, you get greater economies of scale. If you're able to produce those fuels, you could even much further reduce the cost of electricity to the community.
In the grant application, KSLC says that if they make transportable fuels, the project will pay for itself in displaced diesel fuel costs in less than 3 years. The grant does not mention that 3/4 of the theoretical displaced fuel is not currently being used. Laddick says the idea of expanding the project beyond just powering the city does not make the project more feasible.
Again, you can't finance it based on what could happen and what might happen in the future with hydrogen and some of these other alternative fuels.
What both sides do agree on is that even if the geothermal project gets up and running, the city still needs to maintain the diesel generators as backup. They also agree that without the processors buying into the project, it won't work. Few says they need the grant from the AEA to do feasibility studies to take to the processors so they will buy in. But the city doesn't want to be part of the grant. Laddick sees too many problems with it and feels the city wasn't involved in developing it. So the McCushion Geothermal Project remains at a standstill, and the community's energy issues continue on. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.